9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know.
I know he doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome high atop Riders Field on a beautiful Saturday for baseball. The sun is shining, the skies are blue, and it's game five of this six-game set between the Amarillo Sod Poodles and the Frisco Rough Riders. The Rough Riders come in riding a high after a walk-off win in the 10th inning delivered by Caber Rodriguez last night. They improved to 41-20, the best mark in all of Double-A baseball. The Riders are 14-3 in their last 17 games. They're the hottest team in all of minor league baseball, and they're back at it again tonight. Their magic number sits at 3 for clinching the first half of the Texas League South for the first time since 2014. I'm Luke Maley. We'll be joined in here in a couple minutes, that is, by the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley. Let's go ahead and look at today's starting pitchers. First for the visitors tonight, the Amarillo Sod Poodles turn to a right-hander, a 6'8" right-hander, that is, a Ben and Billy Corcoran, a 24-year-old from Chester, Pennsylvania. Corcoran is 4-1 with a 2.59 ERA on the year. That's 16 earned runs in 55 and two-thirds innings of work. The number that really jumps out at you is 58 strikeouts in those 55 and two-thirds innings, issuing just 14 walks. He has faced the Rough Riders one time this year, and it just so happens to be the only time in 10 starts this season that he's allowed more than 3 earned runs. The Rough Riders tagged him for 9 hits, 6 earned runs, 7 total runs over just 2 1/3 innings pitched. On the other side, Dane Acker gets the ball for the Rough Riders. He is 2-2 with an even 3 ERA on the year, coming off of a start where Dane, on the road at Corpus Christi, put together 5 innings of 4-run baseball, but only one of those runs was earned. He picked up 4 strikeouts, did issue or allow a homer, and issued 1 walk. The 25-year-old from College Station, Texas, went to the University of Oklahoma, and he's another strikeout type of pitcher. 56 strikeouts in those 42 innings of work. He has issued 22 walks, but when he lives in the zone, good things happen for Dane Acker. We're going to go ahead and step aside on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, you'll hear from Rough Riders reliever Florencio Serrano.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball's still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show, we're now joined by Rough Riders reliever Florencio Serrano. Florencio, thanks for taking the time, and we'll just start. You're coming off of one outing in this series. It's been a minute since you pitched before that outing. What's it been like for you? You've traveled, you know, up and down. You've been in Hickory. You've been in Round Rock. You've been here for the majority of the time. Does this team feel like home, and how have you been able to stay focused, you know, having to go all around the state of Texas?
Hey, thanks for having me once again. It's a lot of travel, but hey, I love it. You know, I love playing with different teammates, and you know, it's I feel like it's special sometimes because you get different vibes from different clubhouses, and having a taste from high A to double A to triple A. But something about double A is this clubhouse is a little special. All the guys get along. I'm not saying that other clubhouses don't get along, but this clubhouse is special. We're always in communication. We're always cheering for each other. and we're always here for each other. So, I mean, just this clubhouse is really special, I think. And, you know, right now the guys have been doing phenomenal, and, I mean, we just got to keep going. We're a couple games away for making that playoff push. So, I mean, hopefully here in the next couple games, good things happen. So I'm just happy to be here.
I love it. You talk about this clubhouse being really special. Obviously, when things are going right, and a lot has gone right for the Riders this year, 41-20 on the season, and that's the top mark in all of AA baseball and the top three records in all of minor league baseball. So it's really easy to be really positive. But you go back to the very beginning of the year, and this clubhouse, it's such a balanced group. Talk to me a little bit about this bullpen, though. This bullpen that you've been a part of has been phenomenal over the last few weeks, really, really good over the course of the entire season. But talk to me a little bit about the mentality out there in the pen right now.
Man, this bullpen has actually really been phenomenal, how you just said. But, yeah, bullpen has always, you know, we're never messing around when it comes to catch play. We're always there focusing on something. And if we need to work on something, our pitching coaches is always there for us. And, I mean, the guys are always there for each other. They're always pushing each other. We're always cheering for each other. So that's really special. And, I mean, we just got to keep it going.
And then on the other side, the starters have been tremendous as well. Working deep in the game. Especially over the past few weeks, where it's been just a pitching duel for you guys. The offense has really only had to get 2-3 runs a game, and they've got a really good chance to win it. But you guys watch those starters come out, make a really good start one after another, and it lightens your guys' workload. But what have you seen from the starting rotation over the last couple of weeks?
Man, they're on fire right now. They, how I just said earlier, they're always focused, and they're always, you know, willing to work on something. If even though things are going well for them, they're always willing to do something, you know, to improve for their next outing. But hey, I gotta tip my hat to them. They've been phenomenal, and they just gotta keep it rolling. And I mean, in the bullpen side, I mean, let us pitch a little bit more, but nah, they gotta keep it going. And you know, we're just happy as a squad. I mean, we just gotta keep it going, how I said.
For sure. We're chatting with Florencio Serrano, Rough Riders reliever, here on the pregame show. And Florencio, let's talk a little bit about your personal season. How have you seen it? And maybe walk me through your arsenal a little bit.
You know, I've had my ups and downs. You know, I've been traveling a lot, and, you know, it's sometimes stressful on the body. But other than that, I got to prepare myself, you know, to help the team. I mean, for any situation they need me. So I'm always locked in. And I'm always, what's another word, I'm always ready to go whenever they need me. So, I mean, for anything, I'm always ready for any obstacle course they have me go through. So I'm ready to go whenever they need me. But yeah, we got to keep it going, and this team is special. So, yeah.
Well, you prefaced it just a couple minutes ago, talking about the potential of landing a playoff spot. That magic number entering tonight's game is down to 3. So any combination of 2 wins for the Rough Riders and a loss by Midland, or 2 losses by Midland and a win by you guys over the next 2, and you guys can clinch at home. When was the last time, or have you been part of a postseason clinching celebration or a championship? And what's that moment like?
Man, I wasn't part of the 21 in Down East. I had a blown out. I had TJ in 21. 22, I was still more in rehab. 23, I got to celebrate actually in Hickory a little bit to get to playoffs. And then I didn't get to pitch in playoffs there in Hickory, but I got called up here to AA. So, I mean, I'm ready for anything. I'm excited for this group, and we got to keep it rolling.
That's part one of our 2-part interview with Rough Riders reliever Florencio Serrano. Tune in tomorrow for part 2 of that. We're going to step aside on the Riders pregame show, and when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for Game 5 of this 6-game set against the Amarillo Sod Poodles.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back at Riders Field, let's go ahead and get you the starters first for the Rough Riders. The Riders under manager Carlos Cardozo will line up as follows. The right fielder Aaron Zavala will lead things off, followed by the catcher Liam Hicks. Cody Freeman will bat third and play third base. The designated hitter Caber Rodriguez will be the cleanup man. The center fielder Josh Hatcher will bat fifth. Batting sixth is the second baseman Maximo Acosta. The first baseman Abimelech Ortiz will bat seventh, followed by Alex Degote, the shortstop. And rounding things out for the Riders is the left fielder, Heysel Cepeda. We'll step aside for the national anthem. When we come back, Zach Bigley will take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride!
A three-run walk-off homer.
And it is gone.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss. He got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
The first half push to the playoffs continues for the Rough Riders with a magic number at 3 on this gorgeous Saturday night as the Rough Riders turn things over to Dane Acker on the mound. Hello, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you for Game 5 of 6 between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles on a Saturday in North Texas. Before we get your first pitch, Luke, let's take a look at the starting lineup that Dane Acker will face for the Sod Poodles.
Yeah, a very similar one to the one we saw last night for Amarillo. Giancarlo Cintron, the shortstop, will lead things off against Acker, followed by the designated hitter, Matt Beatty. Tim Towell will bat third. He's the left fielder. The catcher, Caleb Roberts, is in the cleanup spot, followed by A.J. Vukovic, who will roam center field, batting fifth. Batting sixth is Ivan Melendez. He'll play the one bag. Logan Warmoth is the second baseman, batting seventh. Batting eighth is the right fielder, Christian Robinson. And round things out for Tim Bogar's group, it is Jesus Valdez, the third baseman.
All right, thanks, Luke. It's Giancarlo Cintron to start it off. The shortstop, it's a right-hander against a right-hander, and we're ready for baseball. Game 5 of 6 with the Rough Riders, winners of 5 in a row, and we're ready to go. Dane Acker delivers home the first pitch. It's on the outside corner for a strike at 94, and we are underway right on time. 7:05 on this Saturday night, and the Rough Riders on Mudcuts night, our tribute to Dumb and Dumber. Acker winds in the 0-1. Swinging a pop-up on the right side of the infield, Abimelech Ortiz calls everyone off, emphatically waving his arms. He's under it to make the catch. There's the first out.
That's a super encouraging sign for Acker, who's struggled to go deep in some games because specifically in the first and second innings, he's been pretty inefficient, seeing a lot of deep counts. Right there, one good pitch, he gets an out on it. Let's see if that sets the tempo for today's start for him.
That's certainly what he's hoping for as Matt Beatty steps in now from the left side, the designated hitter. Acker rocks back and offers in. Lefty takes high and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Well, that's the big key. As we always talk about for Dane Acker, what you touched on, Luke, it's the efficiency. He's averaging 20 pitches per inning this season, just a 61% strike rate. The 1-0. Swinging a grounder foul to the left side, and it's one ball and one strike. And we've seen that over his last few starts not allow him to go very deep. For the first time in his career, he went into the sixth inning his last time in Corpus Christi last week. But he was not able to record an out in that inning, so he finished the line at five innings. 1-1 is a soft ground ball past the mound out to short. DeGody's got it behind the second base bag, and he throws him out at first. Two away. Two up, two down on just five pitches. That's exactly what you want to see if you're Dane Acker. And here's Tim Tawa. The numbers are extremely impressive for the 25-year-old native of College Station, Texas, who grew up in Brenham, Texas, and went to Oklahoma for his final year of college. 2-2 with a 3 ERA across 10 starts, over 42 innings, 56 strikeouts for the right-hander. He's walked 22. First pitch to Tawa. Clips the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. The left fielder Tawa has been a thorn in the side of the Rough Riders this series. He's 8-for-16 with two homers. He doubled yesterday. 0-1. That's low and outside, missing in the dirt off the outside corner. And it's now one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders have won the first four games of this series, including an electrifying one last night, 4-3 in 10 innings on a Caber Rodriguez walk-off single. 1-1. Swinging a foul back into Hicks' glove. He hangs on for strike two, and it's one ball and two strikes now on Tawa. Two down, no score, top of the first inning. Base is clear. Acker rubs down the baseball, retoes the rubber, working with Liam Hicks as he has a majority of his 10 starts. Now his 11th start overall, and working with Hicks for the seventh time this year. 1-2. Swinging a foul back behind home on the ground, and it's still one ball and two strikes. When these two are paired up, the Rough Riders are 5-1, and Acker has a 2.16 ERA with this battery. Tawa back in from the right side. Acker peers in. The right-hander's got his sign with his shoulders square just offset of home. He winds in the 1-2. That's down with a changeup missing below the zone, and it's two balls and two strikes. Defense behind the right-hander today for the Rough Riders. It's Hazel Cepeda in left, Josh Hatcher in center, Aaron Zavala in right. Cody Freeman at third, Alex DeGody at short, Max Acosta man second, Abimelech Ortiz at first, and the 2-2 just outside, missing with the curveball. Three balls and two strikes now on Tawa. This is what you'll see from Acker. Is he'll get ahead. He was ahead 1-2. And a foul ball and then missing with two pitches. Now trying to put him away. He rocks and offers. Swinging a bounder. Foul to the left side. And still three balls and two strikes here in the top of the first inning. Kyle Stutz is our home plate umpire today. Jack Wasson down the first baseline. And our crew chief at third base today, Chris Presley Murphy, our three-man Texas League umpiring crew. Acker has thrown 12 pitches. Glove wiggles at the belt. He raises up. Now rocks and deals. Just outside. Didn't miss by much of the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's a walk to Tawa. And a base runner with two down here in the first inning. Caleb Roberts, the batter now, the catcher. Hitting 248 on the season. Just 1-for-12 in the series. Left-handed hitter. While the Rough Riders have won every game in this series, only one has been via blowout. Been a lot of close games in this set. Acker readies from the stretch for the first time today, and he rocks home. Before that, a throw over to first, not in time. Rough Riders won game one, 4-1. The blowout was in game two, 11-2. Rough Riders won that one. 5-3 win on Thursday, and then yesterday, the 4-3 walk-off victory in 10 innings. Acker's pitch. That just hovers outside on the changeup, and it's one ball and no strikes. A changeup has been a good put-away pitch for Acker. His best pitch, his most effective pitch, has been his curveball. He readies in the 1-0. Tapper fouled to the right side of home plate. It's one ball and one strike now on the catcher, Roberts. Acker works with a combination of fastball, curveball, slider, and change. He came in with just the three pitches and added the slider right before the season, continuing to throw it more and more, though still not exactly comfortable with it at this point. It has its lowest strike rate and the highest batting average against out of any of his four pitches. The 1-1, that's up and away, and it's two balls and one strike. His curveball has been his most effective. Opponents are just hitting 121 against the curveball. We've seen it a couple times already here in this first inning. 2-1 to Roberts. That's high, three balls and one strike. And what we talked about at the beginning is rearing its head for Acker. He got the first two outs on five pitches, and here he is about to throw his 18th here to Roberts. It was two starts ago in San Antonio. He threw 36 to get through the first five batters. The pitch. There's a soft ground ball to second. Acosta to his right. He's got it with both feet on the outfield grass. He throws him out at first, and the side is retired in the first inning. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base in the first inning. Amarillo nothing. Frisco to the plate next. The Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Part of the home half of the first inning in Frisco, Texas. It's the Rough Riders coming to the plate in a scoreless game against Billy Corcoran, the right-hander. He faces Aaron Zavala to start things off, then Liam Hicks and Cody Freeman. As the Rough Riders look to get to the 6'8" right-hander just like they did in his last time out against the Rough Riders. First pitch, Zavala flies into the air down the left field line, and that one is twisting, turning, foul. And it's 0-1 on the Frisco right fielder, who's looking for his first hit in the series. He's 0-11. Zavala hitting in the leadoff spot for the 11th time this season and the first time since April. It's a spot usually that has been filled by Kellen Strom. He has the night off tonight. 0-1. He takes a strike at the bottom of the zone with a fastball, and it's 0-2. Billy Corcoran, the former Pitt Panther, 6'8", 220-pound, 24-year-old. There's the windback in the 0-2. That's just outside in a backdoor breaking ball attempt, and it's one ball and two strikes. Actually originally signed by the Texas Rangers back in 2018, but elected to go to Pitt. And then was signed as a non-drafted free agent by the Diamondbacks after his time with the Panthers. It was back in 2022, and he's made his way up through the organization, starting the season in Hillsboro, where he finished last year. He pitched very well there in five starts, earned Diamondbacks Pitcher of the Month in April. 1-2, swing and a miss. Zavala chases a high fastball up and away and strikes out. One away here in the first, no score for Liam Hicks. Hicks, a left-handed batter against Corcoran. Corcoran had a 2.22 ERA at high A. He's got a 2.96 ERA here at the double A level, but it's a little bit misleading. The pitch, that dips low, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders saw him in his double A debut in Amarillo and tagged him for 7 runs, 6 of them earned and 9 hits. The 1-0. Hicks watches it just a bit low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes in the changeup. But ever since that start, Corcoran has been dynamic, and 4 starts is a 1.08 ERA. The pitch. Soft grounder up the first baseline. Melendez gobbles it up, feeds underhand to Corcoran, covering off the hill, and he beats Liam Hicks for the second out. 2 quick outs in the first inning, and that brings Cody Freeman to the plate for the Rough Riders. No score, bottom of the first. Corcoran has gone 6 innings or more in every single one of his starts since that one against the Rough Riders back on May 16th. First pitch. Freeman watches one up and in, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. As you might imagine, at 6'8", he has very good extension towards the plate. It looks like it's on top of you when he lets it go, even though the fastball is only in the low 90s. 1-0. That's right down the heart of the plate for a strike with the heater, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. He's very effective against right-handers like Cody Freeman. Righty's just hitting 154 against him. Lefty's a little bit better, 222. 1-1. Right down the heart of the plate again with a fastball, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes, and righties just don't seem to pick up that fastball very well out of Corcoran's hand as Freeman watched 2 right down the middle. Good to see Freeman back on the horse with a 2-hit game yesterday, his first one since late May. Trying to get out of this slump that has dropped him from a 308 average to 270 as it sits now. Corcoran's 1-2, way outside at a breaking ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riders' third baseman got 2 hits yesterday as a designated hitter, including 1 in the 10th inning. 2-2 home. Swinging a line drive on 1 hop out to second. Warman's got it and feeds on to first in time for the out. And the side is retired in the first. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Corcoran in the first inning. We go to the top of the second. Nothing our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
If you're watching on MLB TV, there's Tom and Cole, two of our sales folks, getting bowl cuts here on Mutt Cuts Night. Our tribute to Dumb and Dumber. What great sports they are. I think they look kind of good. What do you think, Luke?
I like it. And I'd like to also preface this by saying they volunteered for this. We did not force them to get bowl cuts.
No, it was
encouraged.
We go into the top of the second inning. It's nothing our score. A.J. Vukovic starts it off against Dane Acker. First pitch. That's outside. 1 ball and no strikes. I hear you're next down there. Is that right?
I can't get out of here, unfortunately.
You got to work or something?
Yeah, something.
Okay. I think I know your boss. Might be able to talk her into it. No? Okay. 1-0. That's low and outside. 2 balls and no strikes.
No bull cuts for me.
Okay. I used to have a bull cut when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Hair's not long
enough. I probably did, too. I have to call my mom or dad after this. There's probably a picture out there somewhere.
I will find it. 2-0 pitch from Acker. Fouled back, and it's 2-1 now. Acker threw 18 pitches, 10 for strikes in that first inning. Vukovic is 6-16 in the series so far. Right-handed batter, red batting gloves. Acker delivers. There's a fly ball into left center field, angling out into the alley, and Zavala tumbles, and he makes the catch. Great play by Zavala out in left field on a read into left center. Wow.
That ball just hung up there long enough for Zavala to get over there. It looked like it was going to find that left center field alleyway, but Zavala got a good read on it. Made himself a tremendous grab.
Looks like we have some shuffling in the outfield from what was originally given to us on the starting lineups as well, as that pitch is blasted by Ivan Melendez out to deep left field. Zavala back. Nothing he can do about this one. That one's long gone. Ivan Melendez with his second homer in as many games. He crushes his 11th of the season. And he continues to pound the baseball head-to-head against Frisco. He makes it 1-0 here in the second. My goodness. Melendez with 11 homers now. And 6 of them against the Rough Riders. Here's Logan Warmoth. First pitch. There's a fly ball out to right field. Hatcher is coming in. And he's under it to make the catch. So a homer and a quick out after the really nice catch by Aaron Zavala in left field. Christian Robinson, the batter now in the eighth spot. It's 1-0. Sod Poodles out in front here in the second inning. Acker looking in for his sign. And he deals home. That's up and away, 1-0. So it's Aaron Zavala out in left field. Jesus Cepeda is the center fielder for the Rough Riders, and Josh Hatcher is out in right. Everyone kind of just moved over one position to the right. The pitch. Check swing, strike down the heart of the plate with the changeup at the knees, and it's 1-1. So Cepeda making his first start in center field this year for the Rough Riders. The 1-1. That's up and away. 2-1 on Robinson, who's 0-9 in the series, batting just 165 on the year through 38 games. It's been a tough go for him. The pitch. That's low and outside. 3-1. Acker trying to settle in now after allowing that homer. The home runs have been few and far between for Dane Acker this year. That's just the fifth he's allowed. Looking over the top of his glove, he wheels and fires. Popped up right side, foul ground and out of play. 3-2 on Robinson. Acker has not been able to go very deep in games, but what he has done really well is limit runs. In his last 5 starts, just a 2.37 ERA, but he's averaging just 3 2/3 innings per start in those last 5. 3-2. Up and away, 4. He walks his second. And Robinson is aboard with a 2-out free pass in this second inning. That brings 9-0 hitting Jesus Valdez to the plate. It's 1-0 Amarillo. We play in the top of the second inning. Slight pull side shift on for the right-handed batter. Acker pitches. Swing and a miss. Good fastball at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Acker, the number 27 prospect in the organization for the Rangers. It'll be very interesting to see when the re-rankings come out where some of these Rough Riders players rank. The 0-1. That's up and away, and it's 1-1. Acker has been very good, but has had trouble throwing strikes this year, and you have to imagine his ranking is going to go up. Well, Josh Steven and Emiliano Teodo have also been very good. 1-1. Swing and a foul off Hicks at the plate. It's one ball and two strikes. I think that got him in the right thigh. Something that actually Hicks talked about in Corpus when we were down there last week. He's talking with Kavika Emsley-Pye as well, the catching coach for the Rough Riders, their development coach. Because the new stance for catchers is to put the right knee on the ground, it is insane that more catchers don't wear thigh pads because it's completely unprotected from foul balls. You don't have the shin guard that goes down there, and they said, actually, we're ordering some next week. So just came in a little late for that foul ball for Hicks.
That's a breath of fresh air for this catching room.
Here's the stretch in the 1-2. Before that, a throw over to first, not in time. Chasing Robinson back, who's 3-for-7 in steals this year. 1-0 Amarillo. We play in the top of the second inning. Runner at first, two down. Right-hander ready is in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider low and away, and Dane Acker picks up his first strikeout. It's the final out here in the second inning. One run across on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. Bottom two next. Riders trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the second inning, it's Caber Rodriguez, the hero from last night, who starts it off for Frisco. Rough Riders trailing 1-0. Billy Corcoran, a 12-pitch, 1-2-3 inning in the first. Caber Rodriguez, right-handed batter, first pitch. Right down the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Rodriguez came up with the bases loaded yesterday. The 0-1. There's a fly ball hit well out to left center field. Tawa going back. Ball still carrying on him just a bit to the warning track, but he tracks it down and pulls it in. And there's one away. Just missed it. Rodriguez flies out to left field. One out for Josh Hatcher. Rodriguez came up with the bases loaded and grounded it through the drawn-in infield into left for a walk-off single last night. Josh Hatcher had struck out right beforehand. The pitch is down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes, but he's already had some heroics this year, plenty of them, including a walk-off homer against these Sod Poodles. 1-0. That's outside, two balls and no strikes. Hatcher 6-for-17 in the series with a double, a triple, a homer, seven RBIs. He's been great in this series. 2-0. Check swing, strike called anyway at the top of the zone outside corner with a fastball. And it's two balls and one strike on the Riders' right fielder. Slight pull side shift on the infield. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup away. 2-2. Hatcher calls time and steps out, hitting 301, which is second in the Texas League now. And finally, Davison De Los Santos has graduated his eligibility. The 2-2. That's off the outside corner, and it's 3-2. He was the Texas League leader in a whole bunch of offensive categories, and even though he's still the leader in home runs, he is no longer the batting average leader. He no longer qualifies. He's up in AAA with Reno. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out down and in on the curveball. Josh Hatcher down on strikes. It's the second K for Corcoran. There are two outs now in the second. Max Acosta bats. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 in this second inning. De Los Santos hit a nearly 500-foot homer yesterday for Reno. Boy, did he kill the Rough Riders, hitting 500 against him in 12 games. First offering in. Inside to Acosta, and it's 1-0. Second baseman in his first career double-A homer earlier in this series. 1-0 offering. Breaking ball, soft liner off the end of the bat, right to third. Valdez has got it, and the side is retired in the second. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We move to the top of the third inning. It's 1-0 Amarillo. You'll hear the voice of Luke Maley when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Back at Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. And Dane Acker is back on the hill. He's got the top of the sod poodles order for the second time through. Giancarlo Cintron will start things off. Saw just one pitch his last time up against Acker. He popped out to the first baseman of Emelec Ortiz. Right-hander readies. First offering on its way. Taken, just missed downstairs with a fastball. Cintron had himself a three-hit game back on Wednesday. That extended his hitting streak to five games. That was a hitting streak that saw a pair of three-hit affairs. The pitch home, and he taps this one left side. Freeman backs up on it, able to vacuum it in and fire a strike. Ortiz at first, one gone for Acker here in the third. So Matt Beatty will get his second look at the 25-year-old right-hander, Dane Acker. 88 Major League vet. He's played in parts of five seasons. Just a tad shy of 300 career Major League games, and he watches the first offering a curveball. Stay just high of the zone. 1-0 advantage for the left-handed swinger. Acker readies, pull side shift on, and he taps it on the right side, but it'll find its way off the facing of that first base dugout. Matt Beatty's 290 games with four different teams in his Major League career have made him the longest tenured Major League player to come out of the University of Belmont. Right-hander kicks and fires. And another foul ball, same location, right off the facing of that dugout. And Acker ahead, 1-2. Beatty is the oldest active player in the Texas League. Made his Major League debut with the Dodgers back in April of 2019. He picked up his first career hit on that evening. It was April 30th of 2019, to be exact. He's behind, 1-2. The pitch taken downstairs, skipped in. Change up from Acker, and the count moves to 2-2. Beatty playing in his 16th game with Amarillo on the year. He's picked up hits in 7 of his last 9 games. He's really started to see the ball well. Hit his first homer as he watches a pitch inside for ball 3. But hit his first homer earlier in this series. First homer as a member of the Sot Poodles, that is. The payoff on its way. Taken downstairs, a changeup, and he lost him. Second walk issued by Acker today. And in steps Tim Tawa, who worked a walk. Actually, the third walk for Acker on the evening. One in each inning to this point. Tawa worked the first one back in that first inning. That came with 2 outs. And Christian Robinson had one in the second frame. Tim Tawa, the first offering to him, he squares to bunt and pulls back, called a strike. Fastball clipped the outer edge. Tawa's had himself a monster series, hitting an even 500 in 16 trips to the plate. Worked a walk his last time up, but he's done some damage with 3 extra base hits as it misses downstairs again. Changeup evens things at 1-1. Mentioned those 3 extra base hits. 2 of them homers for Tawa in this series. Just adding to his records that he holds for the Sot Poodles group. Right-hander kicks and fires. And the breaking ball misses outside. 2-1 advantage for the right-handed hitting left fielder. The Diamondbacks selected Tawa back in 2021, took him in the 11th round out of Stanford. He's proved to be a pretty good pick. The pitch hit high into the air, but playable on the infield for Freeman, and he's going to give way to Degody, who ranges a couple steps backwards and reaches up to make the grab. So 2 gone for Dane Acker. And here's the cleanup man in Caleb Roberts. He's in a bit of a lull at the moment, but the Rough Riders have seen what he can do at the dish. He's now just 5 for 36 in the month of June. He did have himself a 3-hit day back on Sunday against Tulsa. He digs in from the left side. Beatty has his lead. The pitch home is smacked, a 1-hop to the second baseman Acosta. He knocks it down and picks it up out of the infield dirt to retire the side. So Acker works around a 1-out walk. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 stranded in the top of the third. We turn the card to the bottom of the third inning. Rough Riders do up trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third, Riders trailing 1-0. You're on a beautiful evening for baseball. Saturday, it's Mutt Cuts night here at the ballpark. Lots of dogs spread out throughout the park, as it's Bark in the Park as well. Here's Abimelech Ortiz and the first offering from Corcoran. Just catches the bottom of the zone. Abby Ortiz, a guy that's poised for a breakout. As the 0-1 comes home, he rips this one down into right field. Robinson ranging to his left, and he reaches out to make a chest-high snare. Abby didn't quite get all of it, but a promising sign for a guy that's been reeling a bit. And Alex DeGody will dig in. DeGody picked up his lone hit of the month on Wednesday. He hits this one back up the middle into center field, a base hit. The Riders have their first base runner against Corcoran. And it belongs to Alex DeGody. He had a tremendous month of May, playing 12 games with Round Rock in AAA. And 7 games with the Rough Riders, hitting .303. But coming in to that trip to the dish was just 1-for-21 in this month. Here's Haysel Cepeda, the Riders' center fielder tonight. First offering to him is a breaking ball. This is well outside. Cepeda's reached 4 in 4 of the 5 games that he's played in here in this month for the Riders. He's also been driving in some runs at a higher clip than he has in the past. Offering home, this is down and away again. 2-0 advantage for the tall Cuban outfielder. Cepeda riding a 2-game hitting streak. His season high is 5 games. He's also picked up 3 RBIs over his last 5 games in this month. Pickoff move to first, and DeGody back in on a dive. Those 3 RBIs through the first 5 games in June for Cepeda. Bit of a higher rate than we saw in the month of May. He had 5 RBIs in 16 games in the month of May. Cepeda watches a called strike. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. Cepeda 2-for-6 in the series. Picked up an RBI. A pitch home. In on the hands. A line drive right at the shortstop. They throw behind to DeGody, but he's not fooled. Back in, standing up. A line out for Cepeda. Right into the hands of Cintron. And Corcoran has 2 gone here in this bottom of the third, but he's got the top of the order for the second time through, and Aaron Zavala stepping in from the left side. 1 run on 1 hit for Amarillo in this one. The Riders do have 1 hit. It's Alex DeGody who stands at first with 2 gone. Still looking for their first run. DeGody runs. The pitch home misses outside. The throw is on the money and in time. DeGody caught trying to swipe second base. So that gets Corcoran out of the third. He's faced the minimum. It'll be Aaron Zavala to face Corcoran the next time the Riders come to the plate. We head to the fourth inning. Riders trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
It's the 5-6-7 batters here in the fourth inning against Dane Acker. It starts with A.J. Vukovic, followed by Ivan Melendez, who's provided this game's only run, one of the two hits. It was a homer. He stands on deck. Here's A.J. Vukovic, who flew out to left his last time up. Now 6-for-17 in the series. Right-hander kicks and fires, and a wave and a miss at the first offering. A fastball middle from Acker.
Well, 55 pitches through three innings, not great, but a 13-pitch inning his last time out, starting to become a little bit more efficient. He'd love a quick one here.
It's a great sign. Here's the pitch home, and it misses off the plate. Evens things at a ball and a strike.
This one is an eerily similar feeling to Thursday night's game, Luke.
It is. The Riders took a long time to find their first hit, and the first one was a big one, a two-run homer. Pitch home. Breaking ball, called a strike. Evens things, or rather, Acker hops ahead, 1-2. Now, you're exactly right, Zach. It feels very similar. The Riders have just pulled out some wins that you thought maybe weren't possible. This one smacked hard into right center field. Cepeda going back, and he's camped under it to make the grab. Got a good read off the bat. 104 exit velocity, but just couldn't find any of the grass out there. And A.J. Vukovic becomes the first out of the fourth. Here's Ivan Melendez, who homered his last time up. He has been a pain for the Rough Riders, especially in the RBI and power categories. Acker delivers a first pitch breaking ball that stays at the top of the zone. 0-1. Pitch home. This one tapped left side. On a backhand, it's Degody, the shortstop, and fires a chest high strike to Abimelech Ortiz. Two gone. Another good sign for Acker, a pair of quick outs. He's in search of his first 1-2-3 inning. He picked up the first two outs of this ball game on a pop out and a ground out on the top of the card, and was very efficient, then worked a walk, saw a deep count to Caleb Roberts, but got out of the frame unharmed. Logan Wormuth walked his last time up. First pitch, swinging, and it's back this way, but just below us. 0-1. Wormuth just 1-for-10 in the series. Has worked a pair of walks. And the pitch home. Started to swing, but able to hold it up. And Acker didn't get the call. He certainly thought it was at the top of the zone. He's got an argument there. One and one on the right-handed hitting second baseman. Pitch home. Missed upstairs. Popped in and out of Hicks Mint behind the plate. Not a pitch that Hixey would have been able to steal. Especially for a catcher, anything down in the zone or inside on a right-handed hitter is a little easier to get your mitt around, make it look like a strike. Pitch is up, there's almost no hope. A 2-1, missed outside that time. 3 balls and a strike. Pair of quick outs to open the frame for Acker. But he falls behind of Worman. Right-hander readies. He lifts and delivers. And just missed a bit downstairs with a 95-mile-an-hour heater. And he has now issued a walk in every frame.
It's just like his first inning when he got two quick outs and then walked the next batter. And that's the kind of stuff that he's struggled with. He's really struggled with two outs this year, putting away that final batter. So his ability to do that is going to constitute how far he can go in games.
You're exactly right. So he takes a second to collect himself. Get some rosin, and he's ready to go. Christian Robinson digs in. He walked his last time up. Bats from the right side. The pitch home. Taken. Called a strike. Fastball at the knees. Robinson has struck out in 6 straight games. Been a bit of an issue for him as the breaking ball comes home, called a strike, and Acura had nothing in 2. You zoom out just a little bit for Robinson. It's been a struggle to put the ball in play. Struck out in 14 of his last 15 games and 30 of his 38 games on the season. Has to dig himself out of a hole here. Acker ahead, 0-2. Bottom of the order on deck in Jesus Valdez. Wormuth has his lead at first. The pitch home just misses outside. Wichita and Midland are underway. They were a bit late starting that one due to some weather. But a 3-run bottom of the third inning has propelled the wind surge ahead 3-1. Pitch home, just missed upstairs. Fastball at 94. Acker didn't get the call, and Robinson pulls even at 2-2. Riders would love a win tonight, paired with a Midland loss, and that number, magic number to clinch, would drop to 1, the pitch. Missed inside, so from 0-2 to 3-2. And the battle between Acker and Robinson. We've seen a lot of that this year as well for Dane Acker. Hopping ahead early and then not quite being able to put away a battle. Now a 3-2. Runner goes. The pitch home is hit high in the air. Out towards left. Zavala coming on. He's camped under it and is there to make the grab. Inning over. Acker gets a pair of quick outs, followed by a walk, but he strands it there. He finishes the frame with a fly out off the bat of Christian Robinson. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 stranded. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Riders 2-up, trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud girl dad.
Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Billy Corcoran has faced the minimum through his first three innings of work. He did allow a base hit to Alex DeGoti his last time out, but he's got the top of the Rough Riders lineup for the second time through. Aaron Zavala digs in, first offering to him, and he shoots it off to the left side, but it will find its way into the concourse. Zavala has found himself behind in a lot of counts here as of late. It's this one hard up the middle, and it's past Corcoran and booted by the shortstop, Cintron. Thing died as it hit the grass, worked its way right behind the second base bag, and Cintron wasn't able to glove it. He got a glove on it, but it popped in and out and then kind of rolled behind him. And Aaron Zavala is aboard. Liam Hicks, who's been arguably the Riders' hottest hitter in this month. He grounded out to first base his last time up, but he's reached in all 10 games he's played in this month. As the pitch comes home, called a strike right at the bottom of the zone. Hicks is 4 for 11 now in the series across four games. Does have a home run. He's hit a bit of a power surge here in this month. Lefty awaits the 0-1, and it runs outside. Evens things, the ball and a strike. Mentioned Hicks has reached in all 10 games that he's played in June. He's hit safely in 8 of them, including 4 multi-hit performances. Hitting over 400. Pitch ripped to right field. It's down, a base hit. Zavala trying to go first to third. Robinson has it. He throws to third, and it's not in time. Zavala works his way over to third base, and the Riders are in business. Hicks has now reached in all 11 games that he's played in for the Riders in this month of June. And it's runners on the corners with nobody out and Cody Freeman coming to the plate. Freeman has been so clutch for the Riders this year. Grounded out his last time up. The first pitch he sees, breaking ball, misses down and away. Freeman ahead, 1-0. Zavala at third base. He reached on a fielding error by the shortstop, Cintron. And then a base hit to right by Liam Hicks when the Riders have him cornered. The pitch. Freeman takes downstairs with a fastball. Well, it's a bit earlier in this scenario than it was just a couple of nights ago, but the Riders went without a base runner through 5 innings, and then everything clicked in one frame. This feels eerily similar. Breaking ball runs inside to Freeman, and he's ahead 3-0. Corcoran at risk of walking his first batter. His strikeout to walk ratio is just tremendous. Coming into tonight, 58 strikeouts to just 14 walks in 55 and two-thirds innings. But he issues a 4-pitch walk to Freeman, and the Riders have him loaded. Zavala stays put at third. Hicks trots up to second base, and Freeman is aboard for the first time tonight. And Caleb Roberts wants to talk something over with his tall right-hander, Billy Corcoran. Tall is no understatement. 6'8", 220 pounds for the right-hander. Left side of the infield joins the catcher Roberts alongside Corcoran. They break things up And Caber Rodriguez, who put a charge into a ball that he ended up flying out on. Back to lead off the second. Flew out at the track to left field. He was the hero last night. Base hit in the 10th gave the Riders their fifth consecutive win. Pitch home. Rodriguez watches downstairs. Ball one. Rodriguez found his power swing in the middle of May. A 1-0. Called a strike. Evens things at 1-1. Rodriguez just 2-for-14 in this series, but mentioned the big hit last night. Corcoran deals. And Rodriguez takes it, just missed downstairs. Not by much. 2-1 advantage for Caber. Caber generally the Rough Riders shortstop. We've seen him a lot in this series over at the hot corner. Tonight, the designated hitter. The 2-1. Swing and popped up back this way, out of play. 2-2. Caber does have 3 homers on the year, sitting at 18 RBI. He asked for time. He was granted it. Steps out, adjusts his batting gloves, and he's ready to go. The 2-2 from Corcoran. Missed downstairs. 3-2.
Just to throw this out there, the Riders are one of 2 teams in the Texas League without a grand slam this year.
There you go.
Just want to put it out there.
Just in case Caber's listening.
Yeah.
Or Hatcher, for that matter. The 3-2. Skips in, and it's past the catcher, Roberts. Rodriguez walks. And Zavala comes down to score from third. Bases are still loaded, but we've got ourselves a brand new ball game at 1-1. Hixie over to third, Freeman to second. Back-to-back walks issued by Corcoran, and here comes Amarillo pitching coach Tom Gorzolani. Mentioned it just a few minutes ago, Zach, but this feels so similar to the other night where the Riders couldn't get anything going. Kind of the same through the first 3 innings of this one, and now they've knotted things up and have the bases loaded with nobody out in the heart of the order out.
Yeah, smaller sample size tonight than a couple nights ago. It was in the 6th inning a couple ago, but definitely. I mean, tonight this is a situation where Billy Corcoran is pitching really well coming into this start, and he starts out really well against the Rough Riders, and now a chance to really blow this one open in the 4th inning, and you have your middle of the order up, as you mentioned. He's the guys you want up, and all of a sudden he's having command issues with back-to-back walks. You want to leave the door open for Josh Hatcher. He's usually the guy to kick it right down.
Yeah, for Corcoran, only once he's given up 3 earned runs, or more than 3 earned runs, that is. First pitch to Hatcher. Taken, just missed off the outer edge. The Riders are the only team to hang more than 3 earned runs on the tall right-hander. He came back in April, where they tagged him for 7, 6 of those earned. 1-0 to Hatcher. Swinging a chopper up the middle. The shortstop, Cintron, has it. He delivers to first, a double play. But Hicks trots down from third, and the Riders have themselves a 2-1 lead. Not exactly what Hatcher had in mind, but the Riders are able to capitalize and have themselves a lead. Rodriguez out at second. Freeman over to third. Double play goes 6-3. Max Acosta digs in. Freeman at third with 2 gone. Pitch home. Taken inside. Acosta lined out his last time up. Now was to third base. Playing in his fourth game in this series. He's now 3-for-12. The pitch. Hits it the other way. It's through into right. A base hit. Freeman down from third to score, and the Riders lead it 3-1. Good piece of hitting by Max Acosta. Didn't try to do too much, just shot it the other way. And it's in for an RBI base hit. His third RBI of the series, and his fourth hit, and it's a big one. Here's Abby Ortiz batting from the left side. Corcoran set at the chest. He picks the first. Close play, but safe is the call. Acosta able to dive back just before the tag. Riders leading 3-1. Pitch home. Missed outside. Ortiz hops ahead. Ortiz put a charge into a ball his last time up. Lined out to right field. Robinson able to track it down. The pitch home. Almost the same location, that time with a breaking ball. Curve ball misses off the outer edge. 2-0 advantage. Corcoran had been so efficient through the first three innings. Faced the minimum. Did give up one hit. Acosta dancing at first. The pitch home. Called a strike. Just clipped the inner edge at the bottom of the zone. Corcoran is on the board, 2-1. Abby Ortiz, known for his power, it's been a second for him. His last homer came on May 25th back here at Riders Field. He rips this one to deep right field. If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river, Abby Ortiz is back in the home run category. His fourth of the season. The Riders have poured it on. They lead 5-1 in the bottom of the fourth. That's got to feel good for Abby Ortiz. There's that power swing we know and love.
And not only was it a homer, it was not a cheapie. 109 miles an hour exit velocity, 390 feet down the right field line. And almost out onto the street beyond the lazy river. You mentioned it. That's got to feel good.
Great looking swing from Ortiz. He's been working through some things. Maybe that's the swing that sparks it. Degoti flares it out to right. Robinson took a couple steps back. He charges in and makes the play. F9 to end the frame. The Riders send 8 to the plate. They get 5 runs on just 3 hits, highlighted by the 2-run blast by Abby Ortiz. 4 innings in the books. We head to the top of the fifth. Riders leading 5-1. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will rejoin us on the play-by-play.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Father's Day is quickly approaching, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great dads and Rough Riders family. On Sunday, June 16th, come out to the ballpark for some great Father's Day activities as the Riders take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles for a 6:05 first pitch. The Rough Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com and reserve your spot to participate in a pregame catch on the field. Let's ride.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We go to the top of the fifth inning. It's 5-1. Rough Riders out in front all of a sudden after a monster inning. And the first pitch to Jesus Valdez, it's just high and outside. One ball and no strikes. A huge inning for the Rough Riders with the big two-run blast from Abimelech Ortiz being the highlight. Five runs across in the frame. There's Ackers 1-0. Swinging a bounding ball foul up the third baseline, and it's one ball and one strike. And, well, kind of hard to argue with that kind of output as the Rough Riders haven't had many of those kind of outputs during this really great stretch. It's been mostly pitching that's carried them. Here's Ackers 1-1. That one is just outside, and it's two balls and one strike. It's been a lot of fun to see this pitching staff work, but you wonder, you know, when are the big offensive outbursts going to come? Here's one. The pitch. That's up and away, and it's three balls and one strike to Valdez. And amazing to see that from Abimelech Ortiz, a guy who'd been really working through stuff. As Luke mentioned, he and Aaron Zavala were out taking early work at BP today on the field and trying to work through some stuff with the hitting coach, Ryan Tuntlin. 3-1. Outside for ball four, Valdez walks to lead things off here in the fifth inning. And Giancarlo Cintrone at the top of the order due up. And now Abimelech Ortiz seeing it pay dividends right away in the first game after that early work. Here's Cintrone, who's 0 for 2 today. Pop out and a ground out is two trips. First pitch. Outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. And now Dane Acker can settle back into the rocking chair just a little bit. He's allowed just one hit. The solo homer by Ivan Melendez in the second, but hasn't been terribly efficient today and hasn't looked quite comfortable either. With that walk here to lead off the fifth inning, he's walked one batter in every inning. Still just one strikeout, which is very unlike Dane Acker. He offers. Swing and a miss. Cintrone went fishing off the outside corner. Good slider from Acker, and it's 0-2. So often we're used to seeing Acker pound the strike zone in terms of strikeouts. It just hasn't been the case today. Acker came in fourth best strikeout rate in the Texas League. The pitch bounces in the dirt off the outside corner, skips away from Hicks off to his right. No advancement from Valdez. One ball and two strikes. Acker, his next pitch will be his 80th. And right away we see some action out of the bullpen. It's Andy Rodriguez who has gotten up and stepped up on the mound, loosening up, as well as Tristan Polley. One ball, two strikes. Acker brings it. Line foul to the right side. One ball and two strikes on Cintrone still. Cintrone is playing in his fourth season with the Sod Poodles. He's playing in his 28th career game against the Rough Riders. He hasn't played many games head-to-head against Frisco. In fact, two of those years he played just one game against the Rough Riders. 1-2. Swinging a bouncer back to the hill and past it. Acosta's got it at second. Steps on the bag for one. Throws to first and turns the double play. Max Acosta turning two after his RBI single in the bottom of the fourth. And the leadoff walk is erased for Dane Acker. That brings Matt Beatty to the plate. Top of the fifth inning, 5-1 Rough Riders. Beatty 0-1 with a walk today. Acker peels back and fires. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down and in under his hands, and it's 0-1. It's the slider from Acker that has had a little bit of trouble this year. Opponents hitting 273 against it. That's the highest out of any of his pitches. He rocks in the 0-1. There's a pop-up in a shallow right center field. Beatty slams the bat down. Cepeda under it from center. He makes the catch. Side retired. No runs on, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. A double play behind Dane Acker, and he faces the minimum. Bottom five next, 5-1 Riders in the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders coming off a five-run explosion inning and now trying to add to it a five-run advantage, a 5-1 advantage, I should say. Jesús Cepeda, Aaron Zavala, Liam Hicks, the 3-2 up. It's 9-1-2 for the Rough Riders tonight in the fifth. Billy Corcoran still out there, and the right-hander nods yes at the first sign he gets to the pitch. It's on the inside corner, a strike to Cepeda. It's 0-1. Riders center fielder lined out to shortstop his first trip. 0-1. That's off the end of the bat. Cued foul up the first baseline. It's 0-2. Cepeda getting that first start in center field this season with Kellen Strom getting the night off. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. There's a foul at the plate. It's still no balls and two strikes. Daniel Mateo was put on the temporary inactive list. He had a daughter, so congratulations to Daniel Mateo, becoming a new dad, who should be activated some point soon. But that leaves no center fielders or true center fielders on the roster, so Strom getting a day off, and Cepeda moves to center. Here's the 0-2. Up high. This is the fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. 5-1 Rough Riders. We play in the bottom of the fifth. Corcoran readies and deals. That one's flying into center. Vukovic trotting in a couple steps. He's under it, and he puts it away. One down for Aaron Zavala at the top of the card for the Riders. Zavala started that wild fourth inning by reaching on an error. Shortstop Giancarlo Cintrone couldn't handle ground ball up the middle. Riders looking to win their sixth consecutive game tonight. The pitch. He swings and flares it out to left field, right at Tim Tawa, who hardly has to move. He comes in a couple steps and makes the catch. And there are quickly two outs. Liam Hicks, the batter now for the Rough Riders, 5-1. Frisco leads the Sod Poodles. Hicks singled in the fourth inning to extend his on-base streak to 12 consecutive games. He is now 5-for-12 in the series. A single there, but he has been an extra base hit machine this month. He had just 7 extra base hits in his first 2 months of the season. He has 6 in his last 10 games coming into tonight. First pitch, he takes it low, and it's one ball and no strikes. He's always been an on-base machine throughout his career, and he continues to be an on-base machine this season. Here's the line of the 1-0. That's down and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. He has incredible bat-to-ball skills, and he'll always be a guy who walks more than he strikes out. 32 walks, just 24 strikeouts this year. The pitch. He takes it across the outside corner for a strike. Two balls and one strike on the Riders catcher. Was hit significantly better as a catcher this year than he has as a DH. 2-1. Swinging a high, towering fly ball out to right field, sending Robinson back, shy of the warning track. And he's there to spear it out of the air and retire the side in the fifth. Riders don't go down quietly. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the sixth. It's 5-1. Frisco out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
And at the top of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders a 5-1 advantage after a 5-run bottom of the fourth inning. Dane Acker back out for the sixth for the second time in his career and the second time in his many starts. He looks to record an out in the sixth inning for the first time in his minor league career, facing Tim Tawa. First pitch. Curveball, strike, top of the zone. It's 0-1. Tawa is 0-for-1 today with a walk. Dane Acker, a very interesting game that he's had so far. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch off the outside corner. He went with the slider off the outside edge. 0-2. Acker only has one strikeout tonight. He's walked five, but he surrendered just one hit, a solo home run. The pitch. That's outside. It's 1-2. Fans are getting all hyped up. It's the beer batter. So if Tawa strikes out, be beer specials. 1-2 on him. And the right-hander, the 1-2 pitch. That's low and outside, missing with the changeup. It's 2-2. Again, Acker came in fourth in the Texas League in strikeout rate, but only one strikeout tonight. Maybe something's got to give here. Acker working on 87 pitches. He brings in the 2-2. Popped up behind second base into shallow center field. Cepeda coming in. He calls everyone off, and he puts it away above his ball cap. Good thing they got the out, but not so good thing for the crowd as the beer batter put the ball in play.
That's exactly right. But for Dane Acker, this is such a great sign, seeing him come out for the top of the sixth, able to get at least one out. Back-to-back starts now for him, so maybe moving in the right direction because he's been great. He just hasn't been that efficient.
Yeah, officially a new career high for Dane Acker. 5 1/3 innings. The first pitch is at the top of the zone for a strike to Caleb Roberts. It's 0-1. Acker making start number 40 in his minor league career tonight. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. There's a line shot into right center field. Cepeda cutting over, and he can't get there. It lands for a base hit. And Caleb Roberts singling into right center. There's nobody currently warming up in the Rough Riders bullpen, so they're letting Acker go just a little bit.
I think that's a good thing. Pitching with a four-run lead at the moment, let the guy stretch things out a little bit. Maybe now with a runner on and one out, you start to get somebody loose and up and throwing. But let Acker see what he can do here in the sixth inning.
Here's the offering in. That's outside. It's one ball and no strikes. We have some visitors leaving our guest. Thanks, our booth. Thanks for joining us, guys. This is a Little League team popping in to say hello. Rough Riders leading 5-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the offering in. There's a strike on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. More bodies than I've ever seen in this room. Always fun.
Sounds like a challenge to me.
Yeah.
I feel like you've just opened the door to see how many we can fit in this booth.
I welcome them all. That was fun.
Pretty close to the max, but good time.
0-1. Swing and a miss, or that was the 1-1, I should say. It's now one ball and two strikes, and a ball below the zone. Pull side shift on the infield for Vukovic, the center fielder, the runner at first. Offering in. Swinging a broken bat grounder to the left side. Or actually, no, it didn't break his bat. It was the elbow guard for Vukovic that went flying off down the left side. It's still one ball and two strikes.
I don't know that I've ever seen that, Zach.
The elbow guard flying
off. Especially not that far. I've seen it drop off before because sometimes, you know, with all the dirt, the sweat, that Velcro stops working its magic. But I don't think I've ever seen it violently fly off like that.
And Vukovic has got not just an elbow guard, that's a forearm guard as well. That's a piece of armor.
Yeah, it is. If you're watching on MILB TV, you can see it started to fall right when he started his swing.
User error there. Throw goes over to first, not in time. Andy Rodriguez has started throwing in the Riders' bullpen again down the left field line. So we'll see him hopefully in the seventh inning, and hopefully Acker is able to get out of this sixth. He readies from the stretch and offers in the 1-2. Breaking ball, ground ball, softly hit, third base side and foul. Still one ball and two strikes. The single for Roberts was just the second hit today against Dane Acker. The first since the solo homer by Melendez, and the second playing the top of the sixth. Vukovic, former fourth rounder in 2020, same round that Acker was selected in. He offers in. Swinging a foul at the plate, just caught a piece of it. It's still one ball and two strikes. Vukovic was a very talented basketball player when he was in high school. Was a finalist for Wisconsin's Mr. Basketball. He averaged 28 points a game, 13 rebounds a game. But he chose baseball after being drafted in the fourth round, taking him away from his Louisville commitment. It was for baseball, not for basketball. The pitch. That's up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Diamondback selected him for his power-speed combination. So far this year, 6 home runs, 4 stolen bases. 1-2. Swinging a hard ground ball to short. Degody's got it onto second for one. Acosta feeds to first for the double play. And Acker's out of it just like that. For the first time in his minor league career, Dane Acker has worked through 6 innings and has a quality start. We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. It's 5-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental
will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Part of the last of the sixth inning, the Riders carrying a 5-1 advantage into the frame with 3-4 and 5 due up. Cody Freeman and Caber Rodriguez and Josh Hatcher, the 3 due up. Freeman 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored back in the fourth inning. Riders 5 runs on 4 hits. Amarillo 1 run on 2 hits. Billy Corcoran back out for his sixth inning of work, and the first pitch from the Amarillo starter. And hums right down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. Corcoran allowed 5 runs in that fourth inning. Big thing was he lost his command, as this one's hit foul back behind home plate, and it's 0-2. Bases loaded walk to Caber Rodriguez following a walk to Freeman. As Luke mentioned earlier, he'd been so good with his command this year at the AA level. His last 4 games, just 6 walks coming into tonight. And he had back-to-back to force in a run. 0-2 on the way. Outside, it's 1-2 on Cody. Then he gets the double play, and you think, well, he's going to be able to get out of it. Max Acosta RBI single, Abimelech Ortiz 2-run homer. The Riders coming up with some big clutch hits. 1-2. It's flicked foul out of play to the right side. It's still 1-2. Looking for an opportunity to win not only their 6th in a row, but their 15th in their last 18 games. Over these last 17 games, the 14-3 mark is the best in all of minor league baseball. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got it. With a spinner off the outside corner, Freeman strikes out. One down in the sixth inning for Caber Rodriguez. Just the third K for Corcoran. Rodriguez coaxed that bases loaded walk back in the fourth inning. The Riders have the best ERA in all of minor league baseball over the last 17 games, a 2.45 ERA. The pitch. That's low and outside. It's 1-0 on Rodriguez. They have the best ERA in all of AA in June. Best record in all of AA in June. The 1-0. That's high and inside. It's 2-0. The only team in all of minor league baseball with a better winning percentage than these Frisco Rough Riders, AAA Omaha, Kansas City Royals affiliate. 2-0. Fouled back. 2-1. Riders on pace for 93 wins on this current winning percentage. That would be by far the franchise record. The franchise record was 85 back in 2007. Pitch home. Rodriguez into center field, a lofting line drive, and it just lands in front of Vukovic for a base hit. Softly hit, but perfectly placed. It's a one-out base runner for the Rough Riders here in the sixth inning. Josh Hatcher takes his turn. Fifth hit for the Rough Riders tonight. They lead 5-1, bottom half of the sixth. Hatcher 0-for-2 today. Offering in. That's low, and it's 1-0. If there's anything we've learned about Josh Hatcher over the last couple of years, it's that he can be extremely streaky at the plate. When he's hot, he's just about hotter than anybody, but he'll go through some lulls sometimes. He just went on a nice little stretch where he was really hot. A lot of multi-hit games. 1-0. Swinging a foul back behind home, and it's 1-1. He had a nice start to this series, driving in 7 runs in the first 3 games. But he's hit one of those lulls now. He's just one for his last 11. One ball and one strike to him. Throw over to first base, and Rodriguez is back in on his belly. Wind softly blowing out to left field. It was at 11 miles an hour when we first opened up action tonight. Corcoran ready in the 1-1. Swinging a hard ground ball to second. Wormis got it onto second for one. Cintron to first. And it's in time. Wow. It looked like he beat that thing out by a mile. And here comes Carlos Cardoza over to argue. It ends the inning here in the sixth. Well, we go to the seventh inning. Wow, he was safe by a long shot. And Jack Wasson punched him out. Well, we go to the seventh. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back. 5-1 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh, Riders leading 5-1 over the Sod Poodles. And there's a new arm on the hill. Dane Acker's day is done after six innings of one-run, two-hit baseball. One of those was a homer to Ivan Melendez, which marked the only run Acker allowed. He did issue five walks and struck out one. Andy Rodriguez is the call to the pen, and boy, has he been good this year. Andy Rodriguez comes into this one, making his 18th appearance for the Rough Riders. He's 1-0 with a 2.48 ERA, 29 strikeouts over exactly 29 innings of work. Rodriguez comes on. Here's Ivan Melendez, and the first pitch drifts just a bit upstairs. 1-0. Right-hander kicks and delivers. This one flared off right side and foul ground, twisting its way into pretty much the camera well. Looked like it bounced under the netting there. What a foul ball.
Well, Caber Rodriguez had the walk-off last night. Andy Rodriguez was our front office's MVP of the walk-off. We had a lot of fun. We put a GoPro on Scott Caper as the Rough Riders bullpen catcher. When the walk-off happened, it was on top of his mask, and he handed the mask with the GoPro on it to Andy Rodriguez.
Oh, it was fantastic. Pitch home. Just missed outside.
And Andy Rodriguez was running out on the field with the mask with the camera on top, and it was pretty great.
You could even see some shadows from the lights coming down. You could see Andy's shadow on the ground to his left, and you saw that catcher's mask with the GoPro mounted. High fly ball onto the infield, rather. We'll stay in. Shortstop to Godey. Looks up at it and hauls it in. One gone for Andy Rodriguez, who's in search of his fifth scoreless appearance on the season against the Sod Poodles group. He's gone 6 2/3, now make it 7 innings of two-hit scoreless ball. Well, with one gone here in the top of the seventh, Zach, let's dive into a little bit of trivia as Logan Wormuth digs in. First pitch to him, swung on and missed, strike one. On this day in baseball history, back June 15th of 2002, Rafael Palmeiro clubbed his 1,000th career extra base hit. Pitch home, misses off the outer edge, 1-1, which made him the 25th player to reach that number.
He has 667 of those extra base hits in a Rangers uniform, which is second in franchise history. Is this one ripped on the ground? A one-hopper to the third baseman, Freeman. He collects and delivers a strike. Two go. Time dwindling here on you, Zach. We'll roll it over. But his 667 extra base hits for the Rangers are second in franchise history. Only four players for the Rangers have eclipsed 500 extra base hits. Zach, let's see how many of those other three you can name in Rangers history. I'll give you that you have a Hall of Famer. I'll give you some years, too, if you end up wanting it. Let's see how it starts. Pitch home to Christian Robinson. Called a strike.
So just 500 extra base hits for Rangers. That's all we're looking
yeah,
for.
There's only three. There's four in total. Palmeiro already won. So three we're looking for. Pitch home. Called a strike. Same location. Fastball in the outer edge.
Michael Young.
Michael Young is one of them. He is third on the list.
Is Pudge on there?
Pudge is four.
Okay.
I like it. So you're just missing the top extra baseman in Rangers history.
There's a couple I want to say.
Pitch home, runs downstairs, skips in.
Elvis played there forever, but I don't know if he got to 500 extra base hits because he wasn't a huge extra base hit guy. I'm going to go Ian Kinsler.
Kinsler is seventh with 428.
Oh, okay.
And I'll give you Elvis's one behind him with 427.
Okay.
The 1-2. Robinson takes downstairs. 2-2.
Juan Gonzalez?
Juan Gonzalez is the answer. All-time speed round from Zach Bigley. So there's your four 500-plus extra base hits in Rangers history. This one hit hard into center field. Cepeda ranging back. He's at the track, and it one-hops off the wall. He's around second. He's got himself a two-out stand-up double.
Well, you see why there's so much excitement around Christian Robinson and why he was once the top prospect in the organization. 105 miles an hour exit velocity there and off the base of the fence and bouncing up over it. You know, this is a guy who still has a lot of potential. He just hasn't really been able to hit this year.
Yeah, just hasn't quite found that swing. Here's Jesus Valdez at the bottom of the card. 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk today. First offering, called a strike, 0-1. We'll run back through that trivia for you. Juan Gonzalez, 713 extra base hits as a Ranger. That's one. Number two was Rafi Palmeiro with 667. 20 behind him was Michael Young with 647. And rounding out that 500-plus list was Pudge as this one flied in the air to right center field. Cepeda camped under it this time, able to haul it in to end the frame. Andy Rodriguez pitches a scoreless top of the seventh inning. He works around a two-out double by Christian Robinson. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Riders do up, leading 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Billy Corcoran is back out there. He has Maximo Acosta, Abimelech Ortiz, and Alex Degody due up in the seventh. Riders leading 5-1 with all five of those runs being unearned against Corcoran. First pitch to Acosta. Runs up and inside. 1-0 advantage for the right-handed hitting Acosta. Delivered a base hit his last time up. Flares this one into right field. Robinson running under it, and he's there to make the play. One gone. Corcoran has been extremely efficient. He's got one out in the top of the seventh inning. He's still just at 81 pitches. And if it weren't for that five-run bottom of the fourth inning for the Riders, what would that pitch count look like? Pitch home. Driven to center on a line. Back goes Vukovic, and he's there to make the play. Ortiz hit it hard. 106 that time. Zach, I think it may be safe to say Abby Ortiz has found his confidence.
Yeah, looks like it. I mean, when he hits it hard, it's different than other guys hitting it hard.
Oh,
it,
yeah.
It gets up to, you know, 113, 114, 115 mile an hour exit velocities, and 106 is good. Abby has more to grow in that aspect, and it's incredible when he gets a hold of it.
It certainly is. Here's Alex Degody with two gone, and he started his swing, fouled it off, trying to hold back at the last moment on a pitch in on his hands.
And that's the crazy thing, Luke, is you have guys who have success, even at the major league level, and they have a funk they're going through. They make a small mechanical tweak, and all of a sudden they can hit again. So
that's
hopefully,
exactly right. Pitch home, called a strike, and Degody's behind 0-2.
You know, hopefully that's the case for Abby.
Certainly so. And with Abby, too, you can almost close your eyes and listen to his swing and be able to detect when he hits the ball hard which one was his.
Sounds
He's
different.
Got that special sound off
the
bat.
No doubt.
Degody behind 0-2. Corcoran looking for a quick bottom of the seventh. The pitch skips in, blocked by Roberts. And it's 1-2 on the right-handed hitting shortstop. Degody's 1-for-2 in this one. Singled in the third, but then was caught stealing for the final out of that third inning. Kept Corcoran at the minimum. 9 through the first three as he sends this one back this way. But falls just short of us. Degody stays alive. 1-2. Open stance. Corcoran rocks and delivers. Missed down and away. And Degody's worked it to even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mentioned a little bit earlier that Degody had spent some time with Round Rock, played in 12 games, hit his only home run of the year there. Swings and misses at the breaking ball, and he's down on strikes. So 1-2-3, seventh for the Riders' offense. Corcoran is through 7 frames, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the eighth, Riders leading 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah,
Top eight, top of the order for the Sun Poodles, trailing by four. One run on three hits for Amarillo. Five runs on five hits for the Rough Riders. And one costly error charged to the man at the dish right now. Giancarlo Cintron, the shortstop. First pitch from Rodriguez. Catches the outer edge. Fastball. 0-1. Right-hander kicks and fires. And he misses down and away. Andy Rodriguez has been really good this year. He's also been very, very efficient. High strikeout guy. I've seen him go a couple innings quite often as this one bounced towards shortstop. Degote has it and fires well ahead of Cintron for out number one. 6-3 ground out. Gets us started here in the eighth. Looking around the Texas League, they are headed to the top of the eighth in Wichita. The Midland Rockhounds and Wichita Wind Surge are locked at three. Riders would love to see Midland drop a game tonight. And if they're able to hang on in this one, that would mean the magic number goes all the way to one. It means a win tomorrow could send the Riders into the postseason. First pitch to Beatty, called a strike. Fastball in the top third of the zone. Rodriguez readies and delivers a breaking ball. Misses downstairs, 1-1. Beatty is hitless today, 0-2 with a ground out, a walk, and a fly out. But hitting the ball hard, though. Hits this one soft into the air on the infield. Ortiz calling off Acosta, and he's there to make the snag. Infield pop-up for Matt Beatty. He's 0-3. And Andy Rodriguez has the Riders one step closer to the end of the top of the eighth. But he's got to get through the hottest hitter in this lineup, Tim Tawa. He's 0-2 today. Has worked a walk. But came in to today's game 8-16 in the series. First pitch just missed off the outer edge. Tawa, the left fielder today, has a pair of home runs as well as a double across his five games in this series. Rodriguez delivers another breaking ball. Misses way outside. Two balls and no strikes. Right-handed hitting Tim Tawa. All sorts of records for him or the Sod Poodles. The 2-0. Taken, called a strike. Inner part of the strike zone. Rough Riders on the cusp of winning their sixth in a row. Pitch catches the outer edge right at the corner downstairs. Fastball at 92. And Rodriguez pulls even at two balls and two strikes. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Tawa down on strikes. Rodriguez ends the eighth with a strikeout. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Andy. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Riders coming up when we come back, leading 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Saturday, June 15th. See you at Bark in the Park Saturday, June 15th. First pitch at 7:05. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Billy Corcoran's day is over. He goes 7 innings, surrendering 5 runs on 5 hits, but none of those runs are earned. He gave up a homer to Abimelech Ortiz, issued a pair of walks, and struck out 4. Good-looking start if he was able to get out of that 5-run 4th inning. But after the error, things just kind of snowballed on. But a new arm on the hill is the lefty Jake Rice. Rice making his 6th appearance against the Riders. The first pitch to Cepeda, called a strike, right at the bottom of the zone. Across those 5 outings for Rice, he's posted a 2.45 ERA, giving up 2 earned runs in 7 1/3 innings. The pitch home. Cepeda takes. That one misses just a bit downstairs. 1-1. Riders leading 5-1 here in the bottom of the 8th. Love to add some runs. Pitch home. Cepeda taps it towards the third base dugout. He was way out in front. An off-speed pitch by the lefty. Jake Rice has been a staple in the pen for Amarillo this year. Lefty comes set. Glove at the chest, kicks and delivers. Swinging a flare into right. That'll dunk in a base hit for Aysel Cepeda. He extends his hitting streak to 3 games. The Riders have the leadoff man aboard here in the home half of the 8th. Rice overall on the year, through 20 appearances, has a 3.58 ERA. 28 strikeouts and 27 2/3 innings pitched. 26-year-old. He readies the first pitch to Zavala. Is hit right back up the middle, and a diving stop by Cintron stops it from heading to center. His throw is in time. And oh boy, we thought the double play earlier was the wrong call, and that one at first glance certainly looked like Zavala legged it out. It's close. Certainly looks like he's safe, but it was closer than that double play earlier. Cintron was headed back towards the shortstop side of things and then had to dive back towards second. Zavala barreling down the line.
I mean, he's safe looking at the replay. It's a tough call, and unfortunately, he got it wrong.
Yeah, it's a hard call to make, especially with how quick it all happens. But Zavala rammed of a base hit. An infield single as Hicks takes up and in. He's ahead 1-0 against Rice. Cepeda goes to second on the ground out by Zavala. And he kicks and fires. Cepeda runs. Roberts' throw is way off the mark. Cepeda going to turn from third. He's headed home. And he'll score standing up. Another defensive miscue for Amarillo. That time, Roberts just had one sail on him. Threw it well inside and outside of the reach of the third baseman, Valdez. And the Riders now lead 6-1. Seen a couple of errant throws by the catchers for the Sod Poodles over the past couple of days. Pitch home. Hicks takes a called strike, and Rice is on the board, 2-1.
And what have we seen today? We've seen a team that has won 6 in a row, has the best record in the league, that has not shot themselves in the foot.
Hicks waves and misses at a heater, top of the zone, 2-2.
And the Rough Riders don't have an error today. This would be 8 consecutive games without an error if they complete this. And Amarillo, unfortunately, has shot themselves in the foot tonight. And the Rough Riders have taken advantage.
2-2 to Hicksy. Checked his swing, able to hold it up. 3-2 the count.
Going back to that Zavala play, you know, it hurts when it's the bad call. It really hurts when it's a bad call when you're 0 for your last 15.
Yeah.
And you're trying to find that hit. That's really tough for Zavala.
That's exactly right, you know. Any hit that you can see, find a way on base,
it kind of settles the nerves. You stop pushing so hard, and for Zavala, that was the moment. A 3-2. Swing and a miss. Rice got him. Hixey down on strikes for just the second time in four games this series. And there are two gone. Cody Freeman will dig in from the right side. Freeman tonight, 0-2 with a ground out, a strikeout. Also reached with a walk. Pitch home is on a line right at the second baseman, Warmoth, who makes the play calf high. And that's the eighth inning. A line drive at 1-0-2 off of Freeman's bat. Ends the frame, but a leadoff single by Heysel Cepeda. And then an error allows him to come around to score. We end of the night. Riders leading 6-1 when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley will rejoin us for the play-by-play.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the ninth inning, Riders now leading 6-1 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles, looking to win their sixth consecutive game, and a new set of cleats on the mound for the Rough Riders. It's Seth Clark taking over. See if he's recovered from his Wednesday night outing in which he threw a whopping one pitch to get out of a bases-loaded jam for the Rough Riders in their 11-2 victory. He faces Caleb Roberts to lead it off here in the ninth inning. He's ready from the stretch, and the left-hander delivers home to the lefty batter. That's outside, one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders certainly in a better situation than they were yesterday entering the ninth inning. Just a one-run lead yesterday. The pitch. Swinging a hard grounder foul up the first base side, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, Amarillo tied the game yesterday. They have a five-run lead entering the ninth today. Roberts 1-for-3 with a single in the sixth inning. Here's the stretch, and the left-hander is 1-1. Slider inside corner for a strike. 1-2 on Roberts. Clark has pitched better than his numbers might tell you so far this season. Came up from High A Hickory about a month and a half ago. 2.84 ERA for the Rough Riders. The pitch is a bouncing ball to the right side. Ortiz has got it at first. Feeds underhand to the covering Clark. Close play just in time. One away. A.J. Vukovic bats now. Really close play at first base. Clark just able to beat Roberts. Vukovic 0-for-3 today. Now the Rough Riders pitching staff is doing it again. Here's the stretch. And the offering in, a swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-1. We mentioned how the Riders have won 14 of the last 17. They've allowed more than three runs in a game just four times in their last 17 games. The pitch. Strike over the heart of the plate, and it's 0-2. They have been fantastic. And just one run allowed tonight on a second inning homer. The pitch. That's low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. It was by Ivan Melendez, who stands on deck with one down here in the ninth inning. Clark, the 1-2. High and outside, two balls, two strikes. The Rough Riders, with a win, would lower their magic number to two. Wichita and Midland still tied at three in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the 2-2. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line and foul out of play, and it's two balls and two strikes. So we could potentially have a situation in which the Rough Riders' magic number goes down to one entering into tomorrow's game. And then also the Rough Riders could clinch before they even reach the field, as Midland and Wichita play a day game tomorrow, and the Riders don't have first pitch till 6:05. So the Riders could enter into their game tomorrow being champions in the first half of the South Division. 2-2. Swinging a drive down the left field line, and it hooks foul. Still two balls, two strikes on Vukovic. Baseball is so funny like that. Rough Riders do have a chance, though, to, if they win today, sweep this series tomorrow. The pitch is a ground ball up the first baseline. Ortiz has got it, raced to the bag, and he beats him. And Vukovic tripped over the first base bag, and looks like he's okay. He took a tumble down into the dirt. There's the second out here in this ninth inning. Ortiz, couldn't really tell on the replay there if he tripped him or not. He just kind of tripped over the bag. Three unassisted, two outs. Here's Ivan Melendez, the biggest threat in this order. ...6-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the ninth inning, and a chance to finish off game five of this series with another victory to win their 15th in their last 18 games. Coming off a 9-game winning streak on the road, a chance to win their sixth in a row. The pitch. Melendez takes outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders swept a 7-game series in San Antonio 2 weeks ago. 1-0 pitch. Fastball up and away. 2-0 from Clark. His mullet poking out the back of his hat. Two nothing offering. Just up and away. Could have been. Didn't get the call. Three balls and no strikes. Full side shift on the infield. 3-0. That fits on the outside corner with a changeup for a strike, and it's 3-1. Fans rising to their feet, the pitch. Up and away, ball four. Now Melendez walks with two down here in the ninth inning, and Logan Warmuth bats. Good Saturday night crowd here, waiting for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Cane's. Right-handed batter, Logan Warmuth, former first-round pick of the Blue Jays back in 2017, the pitch. Strike at the top of the zone, inside corner, it's 0-1. Clark's 0-1. That's down and in. One ball and one strike. A lot of work for Amarillo to do if they want to come from behind in this one. Riders out hitting them at 6-3. One. Inside off of Hicks's glove. Not far enough for Melendez to advance, and why would he? Down five runs here in the ninth inning. Don't want to make it out on the base paths. Ortiz vacates first base. Melendez takes his lead unimpeded. Two balls and one strike on Warmoth. Clark delivers. Strike on the outside corner. Riders one strike away. He's ready. 2-2. Down and in. 3-2. They've gone to the top of the ninth inning in Wichita. Three ball game there. Three, two, runner goes, swinging a foul, and Hicks hung on. It's strike three, and the Riders win their magic number down to two. Frisco takes it over the Sun Poodles, 6-1. They win their sixth consecutive game. They won 15 of their last 18. Frisco is hot right now, and they're right on the edge of the playoffs. Magic number down to two with a chance to slip to one later on tonight. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field. What a night it was for the Frisco Rough Riders. A five-run bottom of the fourth inning propels them to a 6-1 win. They are now 15-3 in their last 18 games. They hang on to the best record in AA baseball. What a night it was. Dane Acker improves to 3-2 on the season. Lowers his ERA to 2.81. He went six two-hit innings, surrendering just one run, and it was on a solo homer by Ivan Melendez. He did issue five walks and picked up a strikeout in the win. Billy Corcoran takes the loss despite not allowing an earned run. He went seven five-run innings, but none of them were earned. He picked up four strikeouts, two walks. Abimelech Ortiz tagged him for a homer in that fourth inning. Riders fell behind early, 1-0, as that home run against Acker by Melendez came in the second. The Riders got things going in the bottom of the fourth with a five-run frame. They added one in the bottom of the eighth for insurance, and they end up taking it 6-1. You look at the offensive performers, obviously Abimelech Ortiz hammered his fourth homer of the season, a no-doubter over the Lazy River in right. No Rough Riders picked up multi-hit performances. They snagged six hits from six different players, saw five different players score runs. As an offense, they worked two walks while striking out just five times. A good night offensively for the Riders, an even better night on the mound for Dane Acker, followed by Andy Rodriguez.
He went two innings of scoreless one-hit baseball, picking up a strikeout. Seth Clark closed the door, issuing a walk in that top of the ninth, picked up a strikeout in a scoreless frame. Not a safe scenario for him as the Riders take it 6-1. We'll step aside on the Riders postgame show. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what's in store tomorrow to wrap up this six-game homestand.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders get it done tonight. They earn a 6-1 win over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. They've rattled off six in a row. They've won 15 of their last 18 games. What a stretch it's been for the Rough Riders. They're all but officially into the postseason. The magic number down to two, with still a chance for it to drop one more spot. Looking at that game in Wichita, it's the bottom of the ninth, and the Wind Surge are at the plate. It is knotted at three, and there is just one out. So maybe some extra innings going to happen in that one. Or even better for the Riders would be the Wind Surge ending this in regulation. Well, let's take a look at tomorrow. A really fun one planned for Father's Day, the last game of this homestand. The Rough Riders looking to make it a perfect 6-0 homestand before hitting the road to go take on the Midland Rockhounds. And boy, would the Rough Riders love to have themselves a celebration tomorrow. If they're able to win and Midland loses tonight or tomorrow, it's all said and done. And the Rough Riders can punch their ticket a week early before the end of the first half into the postseason. Tomorrow's pitching matchup, an exciting one. Dylan File will go for the Sod Poodles. Rough Riders have seen him in this series. He's 2-5 with a 5.89 ERA. You look back at that start back on Tuesday. He took home the loss, surrendering four earned runs on four hits, one walk with five strikeouts across five innings. And it will be the fireballer, Emiliano Teodo, going for the Riders. Boy, oh boy, has he been good this year. He's the Riders' 14th ranked, or rather the Rangers' 14th ranked prospect. For the Riders, he's much, much higher. Emiliano Teodo has been magnificent this season. He's coming off of a start at Corpus Christi where he went just four innings, which was the first time he didn't complete five innings since his second start of the year back against the Hooks here at Riders Field on April 13th. That start for Emiliano, he earned a no decision, going four innings of one-run baseball, surrendering five hits and three walks with seven strikeouts. And he is must-watch TV or must-watch live stuff for the fireballer, a guy that just has so many pitches that work for him, a mix that features a fastball, a sinker that runs up over 100 miles an hour. That's a big league-ready pitch, a changeup that has come a long way, and a vicious slider. So Emiliano Teodo gets the ball for the Rough Riders tomorrow. Should be a whole lot of fun. And there's all sorts of cool things going on here at Riders Field tomorrow. So we'd love to have you out for Father's Day. It all starts with the Riders wearing the Dallas Black Giants uniforms, a moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. And throughout the course of the game, you can enjoy some jazz music going on in between innings. It's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by our friends at Raising Cane's. So you can bring out the young ones for all sorts of kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts. And all because of that Kids Sunday Fun Day, dads and their kids can play catch on the outfield grass prior to the start of this one. You want to get here early so that you can grab yourself a Kids Evan the Kid Carter jersey on your way through the gates, and then stay late as they'll cap it off with Sunday Summer Fireworks, where you can watch fireworks show on the field, sit in that outfield grass, and watch that fireworks show powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. What a series it's been, what a stretch it's been for the Rough Riders here in the month of June. They've won 15 of their last 18 games. They improved to 42-20, by far the best record in the Texas League, and they have that magic number dropped to 2. We'll be scoreboard watching tonight between Midland and Wichita. That game headed to extra innings, headed to the top of the 10th, locked at 3. The Riders would love to watch that one and watch that magic number drop to 1 and give them a chance with a win tomorrow to send them into the 2024 postseason. Well, for my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Bailey saying thanks for hanging out with us on this beautiful Saturday evening for baseball. Riders earned themselves a big 6-1 win. They've won 6 in a row. They've won the first 5 of this series. They go for the sweep tomorrow. A 6:05 first pitch with Emiliano Teodo getting the ball for the Riders and Dylan File going against them for the Sod Pooters.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!